You're the writer. He says, praise ye the Lord. He says, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. He says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and the harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. He says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. He says, praise ye the Lord. I want us to look at this right here this morning. I really do. He talked about to praise him with a psaltery and a harp. I don't think we've got that up here this morning. Anybody? But Brother Jamie, would you help me a little bit? Would you just pretend that that flat top over there is a harp or something? No, I know it's not. I know it's not, but you can begin to. That one is hanging on a stand right there. He's going to use his. Y'all going to bear with me? We got a good while yet here for dinner. Could you just pretend that that's a harp and just begin to praise the Lord? It ain't going to matter if you make a little racket back there. You're not going to disturb nothing. You're not going to interrupt a thing. I mean, he's appraising him. Then he said to praise him with the timbrel. Bing, ding-a-ling, bing, ding-a-ling, I'm a timbrelling. Y'all hearing that? We're going to praise him. We're going to praise him with the timbrel. Y'all still praying? Y'all ain't give out on me yet, are you? We're still appraising him. He says, praise him. Come on, with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organ. Brother Daniel, can you play the organ a little bit right there? Get on there. You're going to fix him to play an organ. Well, you can get over there. You can set on it. We're going to think we're getting in here. We're getting involved. Well, that's my stringed instrument player back there. I didn't tell y'all to get in no key. I ain't worried about no key. I mean, we're just rejoicing in the Lord. Come on, can you say amen? Brother Neil's about to wear that box out in Kevin. Doesn't give up on me. Come on. Help me right here for just a little while. But he said to praise him with the loud sounding cymbals. Where's my drummer? Come on, and praise him with the high sounding cymbals. But then he said, let everything. Oh, we like to watch the drummer. We watch to like Kevin and Brother Neil with those Kleenex boxes and playing the timbrel. We like to watch Brother Daniel over. I mean, he's really getting into it. I think he's just about to get anointed. We like to watch Brother Jamie. We like to watch this Brother Sewell right here. We like to watch him. But what are we going to do about it? We've got a part in this thing too. Come on, can you say amen? There's something for us to do. Come on, can you say amen? I thought about last night, but there's one of these right here that I've looked over, Brother Terry Griner. And the very first one that he said to praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Come on, I feel like preaching right here this morning. I really do. And Brother Paul back there has got the trumpet. Can you come on up here and stand right here? Don't stay so shy, so far away. We've heard enough unity preaching around here. You one of us. Come on, we don't care if you wear a blue suit. It's not bothering me about your necktie today. It's not bothering me one bit. I want to tell you something. I tell you what I've been a feeling right here at this meeting. The devil doesn't like it. I want to tell you I've been in that little trailer praying and seeking the face of God. I feel like the Holy Ghost has been speaking to me about something that I want to tell you. I know the Bible says, is there any balm in Gilead? I want to tell you something. I believe the Holy Ghost has been letting me to know that there is some balm, come on, that's been taking place right here at Broxton. Come on, it's not in Gilead, but it is right here among us. Come on, and God is wanting to do some things and put some things together, and the devil has been a fighting us all along. I want to tell you something, church. I am far for the church. I'm not against Broxton. I'm not against Calvary. I'm not against Brother Neil. Come on. I'm not against my brothers and sisters. We've all got a part in this thing. You might not can play the piano. You might not have been called on to play the piano. You might not have even been called on to preach or to sing a special. But I want to tell you, you've still got a part in this thing right here, and you can still praise Him, because God didn't leave nobody out. He said, let everything that hath breath to praise the Lord. And then He said, to praise ye the Lord, sweet Lamb of God. Church, and you know what's going to bring the presence of God? It's when we begin to praise Him, when we begin to lift up His name, and when we begin to glorify and to magnify the name of the Lord. Hold it. He's getting excited. He's just about to get carried away. It's like some of you, you've been wanting to get carried away all week, but we've just been a sitting there. Come on, and we've come up to the last morning service. And we've got one more youth service. And Brother Archie might get another shot at it tonight, and he might not. Come on, it wouldn't matter with me if he did. Come on. I want to tell you, it thrills my heart to see him. Let me say something. And Brother Everday said, I want to input in this thing. I want to tell you, it thrills my heart. Come on, help me right here. I'm not going to sit there and draw up and quiver and say, well, if they get up, they're going to probably take an hour. So be it. Let it be. Come on. I tell you what I come for. I come to have church. Come on, can you say amen? I want to see the old. I want to see the middle-aged. I want to see the young to get in this thing and worship God and begin to praise Him and to glorify and to magnify the name of the Lord. But Brother Paul, I hope you're not offended, because I didn't call on you. I know you want to sound that trumpet. I knew I left you out. But he said to praise Him. The praising with the sound of the trumpet. You see, there's something about the trumpet. Did y'all hear that sound of the trumpet last night? It sounded a whole like no reflection to you. No reflection to you. I know that the drummers can, I'm all for drums if they played and played right. But I want to tell you, I don't like that African sound. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't like that boom, go, bongo. I don't like that kind of stuff. If they played and played right, I want them. We need them. Come on, can you say amen? I really do. Y'all, I hope I'm not hurting y'all on the very last day. I really do. I hope I'm not hurting y'all. We even got a banjo player back there. And we don't have him up here, but that's all right. That's all right. He's part of us, and we need one another. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something about that trumpet. It is a whole lot clearer. Even though, Brother Neil, you can play that tambourine and you can really get it to going. I want to tell you can really stay right there with it. And it is a sound loud. I want to tell you he's really got it a fluttering and he's really got it a going. Come on. But there's still something about that trumpet. Even though, Brother Jamie, you got that harp, come on, and you really are playing it. And brother, you got that stringed instrument and you're doing a good job on it. But there's something about that trumpet that is altogether different. And it is so much clearer. Come on, it's got a different tone to it. The trumpet has got the note of confidence in it. Come on, can you say amen? But not only does it have the note of confidence in it, it's also got the note of courage in it. Come on, you know what it's just saying? Church, take courage. Come on, help me right here. But not only that, and I'm hurrying along, it's also got the note of challenge in it. Come on, can you say amen? I feel the Lord right here. I want to tell you what, we've been spending a lot of our time diagnosing our own condition and wondering what in the world is going on. But did you know what? I believe that the Holy Ghost knows our condition, my friend. And there is one thing that Brother Mark Jordan, that God is wanting us to do, and that is to praise Him. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. And you know what? I thought last night his brother Steve was up here pulling. Come on. I said to myself, surely to goodness, this thing is going to break loose here after a while, and that little short preacher is going to get get to sit down and going to get to get his breath. Come on, what in the world it keeps us a sitting back from a praising God? Come on, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you have got a right to lift your hands and to take your liberty and the praise and the magnify and the glorify the God of heaven. You know what I'm feeling right here this morning? The devil is afraid on the last morning of this town meeting that we're going to have a breakthrough, that he really doesn't know what to do. And you know what? Come on, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning in this place. What's on the menu? Beef, liver, and onions? Pork chops. Well, I'm not in no hurry to get there, y'all. I know the food's going to be good. But I'm no hurry to get there. I'm in no hurry at all to get there. Come on, come on. The sound of the trumpet has got to sound of confidence. It has got to sound of courage. It has got to sound of challenge. But Paul, can you give us a little note? Give me a little note. Hit it. Come on, harp player. Brother Daniel, what about you over there? That's where a lot of y'all at. Y'all can't turn it on either. Oh, help me here. Brother Daniel, just to help him. Brother Steve, are you praying for me? Come on, come on. You ain't the only one. Don't feel hurt, Brother Daniel. Don't feel hurt. Come on, we've got some others that can't even know how to turn the thing on either. Come on, we know that we got to get it on. We know we got a button. Come on, we know to come on. We're looking for the little light to come on, I believe. I don't know what in the world we're waiting on to come on. We got the trumpet player up here. I want to tell you, he's a sounding loud and clear. But there's also something else about that trumpet, my friend. Come on, help me right here. I am not down on the church, are you? Come on, I know as far as a lot of people says that the churches are going down and the churches are going under and that the church is anemic and all that kind of stuff. But I'm here to serve notice on the devil. The church is not anemic. The church is not going down and the church is not going under. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. You know what I'm a feeling right here this morning? I'm a feeling something that is a mustering up among us. Come on, help me right here. And there are some of you right here that is under the sound of my voice. You've had this thing bottled up all week. And you're wondering when in the world this thing has got to explode somewhere. And it's got to explode sometime. Come on, can you say amen? But also the sound of the trumpet. It's got the sound of courage. It's got the sound of confidence. And it's got the sound of challenge in it. But it's also got the sound of charge. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here, fellow. Blow it one more time, Brother Paul. It's got the sound of charge in it. I don't know what war that it was, Brother Steve Gentry. I wish I'd have read that book that you had. But there was a general there. I want to tell you, it looked like his men was a falling down left and right. Come on. It didn't look like there was no way that he was going to be able to win the battle. And he looked at his trumpet player there, and he said, sound a retreat. Come on. And there was no sound that come. He said, sound a retreat, and there was no sound that come. He said, I said, play the sound of retreat, and there was no sound that come. You know what he was a doing? He was a blowing charge all the time. He was a blowing, come on, are you going to blow it, come on, help me right. You got the same story I got, Brother Neil. Come on, he was a blowing charge all the time, and those men kept going forward, and those men kept going forward. Come on, and those men kept going forward, and after a while, they begin to hear that sound of charge, and the men that was in the bushes and the men that was in the woods, they was wounded and hurt, and some of them had their legs amputated. They come out and they mounted up in the battle because why? They was a sweet lamb. And finally the general asked him, said, soldier, said, I said to you to play the sound of retreat. And the soldier looked back at the general. And he said, they never taught me how to play the sound of retreat. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. He kept on a blowing that horn. And it was a saying, charge. Come on, help me right here. Help me right here. And the wounded begin to get up. Those that had amputated limbs, they begin to come out. And did you know what they done? Come on, it wasn't long. They won the battle. You know what I'm a feeling right here at Calvary? Come on, I'm a hearing the sound of charge. Come on, help me right here. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost right here that is a minister to somebody in this house. You know what some of you are wanting to do? You want to come out from where you at. You want to get out from under those things. I would to God right here this morning that the good Holy Ghost would come by and he would put some balm if you are wounded and you are hurt, my friend. That you would come out of there with your hands high and in the air with a praise and with a glory from your heart and from the depths of your soul. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Lord here this morning in this place. The sound of charge. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it, Brother Dean. Come on up here with me, soldier boy. Me and you are just two. We're just two. Dude. I don't think y'all are getting it. I don't think y'all are getting it. I really don't think y'all are hearing it. I really don't think y'all are hearing it. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost right here. Come on, there's some. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Blow, blow, blow. Blow, blow, blow. I don't see no time to turn back. Brother Billy Joe Watson, I don't see nowhere to let up. I don't see nowhere to let down. Come on, are you hearing the sound of charge over here? Are you going to get in this battle with us? Are we going to fight this good fight of faith together? Come on, help me right here. Come on, I feel like David of old has said, is there not a cause? I want to tell you something, church. We have got something to fight for in this day and hour that you and I are living in. I'm feeling and I'm hearing the charge that is coming from heaven. Right? Oh, Lamb of God, I'm feeling his glory right here this morning in this house. Keep blowing. I'm not through. And the Lord's not through. Brother Archie. Get your walking stick and come on. But Terry, what you doing sitting back there, son? We on the front line. Brother Chris, come on. Where are all the preacher brothers at? Come on. Brother Neil, I need you more in this day than I've ever needed you. Brother Joey Dean, I need you more in this day than I've ever needed you. Brother Daniel, I need you more in this day than I've ever needed you. Brother Walker, you mean more to me now than you've ever meant to me. Come on, church, help me right here. I'm a feeling good Holy Ghost right here. But did you know what? I'm a feeling that there are some of you lay up there that you are wanting to come out. Come on, you're wanting to praise him. And we got to praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Oh, glory God. I'm a feeling some kind of glory of God right here. Here this morning in this house. Hold it, hold it. Hold it. Is all my preachers up here? How do you feel about this, Brother Hartson?
I feel like leaving this camp meeting and going out there and making a charge. Charge against the enemy. Hallelujah.
Where's my drummer?
All right, listen, men. Touch. Hut. Give us a march. Position in the Vietnam warfare, my job was to walk point for the foot soldiers in the infantry. Guess where I was at? Out front. And you know what I was expecting? Every one of that whole company, whole platoon, whole battalion to be behind me when I start out. And I knew that was my job, and I knew it had to be done.
I read where MacArthur told his men, said it's just about impossible to lead from the back of the line. Hallelujah.
Now, I may not have been the best point man they had, but you can rest assured, when I strapped on my equipment,
yes, sir,
I knew what my position was. And guess where you could find me? Up front. I wouldn't have that job. That's what they gave me. I wouldn't do that. That's what they told me I had to do. I wouldn't go up there if I was you. I did. Titch Hut. Now, I'm not an officer, so I'm just going to do the best I can with this. You give us a drum roll, and you don't quit till we go to this end and round back. Ready? Forward. March. Up, up, three, four. Up, up, three, four. Brother Dennis, you just turned up. No, I'm telling you. We're marching here. Yeah. No, we ain't. We're not just playing. We're not playing army. We're marching here. Right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. We're not just playing, church. We're for real. Look at here, what a host. Look at God's army. Hey, don't you say the whole of the church is going down. We're marching on. Don't you say the whole of the church is shutting down. We're standing tall. Don't you say the whole of the church has quit. We're more than able. We're more than able. March on, fellas. March on. March on, fellas. March on. Help us out.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hold right there with me, brothers. Hold right there with me. Hold right there with me. Get ready. Where's my horn player? Where's my horn player? Where's he at? Where's he at? He's marching. He's a coming. Man, he's not marching. He's running. He's running. He's running. Come on. I'm just going to preach. Come on and obey God right here. I don't know where some of you are at. I don't know where some of you are at. Look like we've been trying to find you all week. But God knows where you're at. Come on. Come on. Help me right here. Stand right here with me, soldiers. Stand right here with me. I don't know. You might say, oh, Brother Lynn, the devil's been on me so. I want to tell you, there's no way to seem like that I could even raise my hands. It's very hard for me to even get to my feet and to feel what I one time felt. Come on, help me right here. But you know what I feel like telling somebody right here this morning? I want to tell you, when the enemy comes in, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I wish you had picked that trumpet to your lips. Come on, come on. And you'd be able to say, get that thing ready to blow. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I want to tell you, you can put that trumpet to your lips and say the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, blow that trumpet. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Come on. You're not in this thing by yourself. You're not in this thing all alone. Come on, help me right here. But you're saying, oh, Brother Lynn, the temptation and the trial has been so great. It has been so strong. There is no way that I've been able to get into this camp meeting. I want to tell you what, you can get in it if you'll just praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Come on, I feel like God is wanting to give somebody a breakthrough right here this morning. I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, you have not been tempted as common unto man. But the Bible says, come on, you can put that trumpet to your mouth and you'll be able to praise him with the sound of the trumpet, and you'll be able to say, but God is faithful. Come on, help me right here, that he'll make a way of escape for you, my friend. Oh, glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Come on, but you can put that trumpet. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver what, Brother Neil, from them. Oh, come on, can you say it? Hey, if anybody's got a right to praise God, you've got a right to praise God. If anybody's got a right to worship God, you've got a right to worship God. You know what I'm a feeling here this morning? I'm a feeling that there's some of you. You might not be a preacher, my friend, but you are wanting to come out of there from where you're at. You want to get your hands in the air, and you want to be able to praise him and the glorify and to magnify the name of the Lord. But did you know what it's going to take? You're probably saying, I wish I'd have been Brother Daniel Dean. I wish I'd have got out there. I wish I was Brother Tony Walker. I wish I'd have got that flag. Come on, help me here. You have got a flag. But what are you doing with it? You have got a flag. But what are you doing with it this morning? Come on, church, bear with me. Be patient with me for just a little bit longer. Because I'm a feeling that there is somebody here that they are wanting to come out from where that they're at. You're wanting to come out of that shell. You're wanting to come out of that cave. And you want to come out of there with your hands lifted up. Come on, help me right. Be willing to tell you this morning, if somebody right here, if you come out of that congregation with your hands lifted up in the air, they would be somebody else that would follow you. Come on, help me. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost. That is a breaking right here this morning. We have got to praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Oh, glory to God. Don't tell me we cannot have a Holy Ghost interruption in the day service. On the day, the Holy Ghost is just as real in the day as he is at night. Listen, listen, listen to me, older. Listen to me, older comrades. You might say, I once was young, but now I'm old. But you can put the trumpet to your mouth and you can say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. Oh, glory to God. Come on, I'm just about to feel religious myself right here this morning, Brother Neil, because I'm a feeling the Shekinah glory of Almighty God right here in this house. Why sit we here until we die? Woo! When I'm a hearing, Brother Eugene Dixon, when I'm a hearing the sound of charge, oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on. Big boy, if I knowed you could run, I'd grab your hand and you'd run down that aisle. Come on, can't hardly run now. Come on, come on. Help me right here. Brother Mark Jordan, I'm a hearing the sound of charge. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, church. Brother Jamie Ellington, I'm a hearing the sound of victory. What's that I'm a hearing? In the rustling of the mulberry, in the top of the mulberry. I tell you what I believe it is. I believe it's the Spirit of the Lord. I believe it's the third person of the Godhead that is a moving among us. Oh, glory to God. Brother Joey, are we defeated? Brother Joey, are we going down? Come on. Brother Billy Joe, I've always admired you and looked up to you. But Brother Billy Joe, which way are we going? Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. I believe that there's somebody right here that's under the sound of my voice, that you've been hearing the sound of this trumpet. There's been some walls in your life. There's been some right there. And when they begin to march around them walls, and he said, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, come on, help me right here. You know what I'm wanting to feel right here this morning? I'm a feeling that the Holy Ghost is a bringing down some walls in somebody's hearts, in somebody's life. Come on. It could be some preacher right here. You might have been feeling like that you've been a preaching up against a wall and nobody's been a hearing you. I'm a telling you what you are hearing this morning. The devil doesn't like it, and that is the sound of charge. I believe I'll mount that pulpit one more time. I believe I'll preach the glorious gospel. Hey, what you got back there? I tell you, I don't know why in the world I said that a while ago, but I said it. Some preacher. Could there be some preacher right here that is among us? It's not that I'm trying to intimidate and single nobody out. I'm not. And you feel like you've been preaching up against a wall. Seem like there's nothing that is a happening. Nothing that is a taking place. Come on. Come on, help me right here. Could it be right here this morning? In Camp Meeting. At Calvary Holiness. Get ready, Brother Paul. Put that mic up there to that thing. I want Brother Every Day to be able to hear this. Put it up there. Could it be some preacher? Help me right here. But hold on a minute, Brother Paul. I feel like God is wanting us to hear that charge. And I tell you something, brothers and sisters, we need, brother. These brothers has preached it right this morning. When I was sitting back there listening to what they were preaching, I said, my Lord, what in the world can I say? What would I have to do? There has done been enough said. Come on. All we need to do is to hear that sound. Come, hold on. I wouldn't intimidate Brother Denver Hall. I wouldn't single nobody out for nothing in the world. But if you're a preacher of the gospel, come on, you feel so weary. I don't know why that come to me neither. The Bible said, let us not be weary in well doing. Hold on. We can put that trumpet to our mouth. And we might say, I have been weary in well doings. But we're going to put that trumpet to our mouth, Brother Terry Griner. And we're going to say, but in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Come on. What would happen, soldiers, if we had taken 100 laps around here? Aren't you glad Brother Daniel just led us one lap? What if we had done 100? Some of us would have been weary. Some of us would have been looking for the canteen. We'd been wanting water. Come on, but I feel what's on my heart right here. I didn't come here with nothing planned and nothing programmed. But I want to tell you something, there's help. It's easy to say help is on the way. But there's help right here today. Right here. Right now. Right now. Come on, come on. Sound it one more time, Brother Paul. What about it, preacher? Did we hear the charge? Did we hear the charge? Are we willing to come out and say, listen, it's not that I backslid. It's not that I'm even thinking about backsliding. But my hands have become heavy. My heart has become weary. Come on, you know what I'd do? Come on. I'd get myself right up here among these brethren. I'd say, lift my hands up. Come on, come on, help me. Brother Neil, I'm going to obey the Lord. Brother Neil told me to take my time. I feel like there's somebody that you are wanting to step out. You are wanting to come around us right here and some of us and say, get that anointing oil and lay hands on me and pray for me. Come on, I'm a wanting. Come on, I might be a little bit weary, but I'm not giving up on this journey. I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. We need one another in this day and hour like as ever before. Come on. There's one right there already. I'm telling you something. I'm not here to single nobody out. I'm here to see the glory of the Lord that come into this tabernacle and the Holy Ghost to move and to lift up the head. There is a lift up of our head. Hey, what about some of you sisters? Some of you might be a little bit weary. Some of you might be a little bit down. Did you know how we're going to get our help? It's not going to be from the doctor. It's not going to be from the lawyer. But we're going to get our help one from another. And it's going to come from the Lord. If you are here a little bit weary, if you're here a little bit discouraged, you know what I do? I get right here among them and say, sisters, come on and pray for me. We are needing you and we are needing one another. Obey the Lord. I'm going to say it one more time. It could be a preacher's wife. It could be a preacher's wife. It just could be laity. If you're weary. That's right. Where are your other sisters at? You know what she's been hearing? She's been hearing the sound of charge. She's been hearing the sound of charge. Come on, the Holy Ghost is working right here this morning. The Lord is in this house. And some of us haven't even realized that he is here. He is the minister of the sanctuary. And he is here to minister unto his people. When our hands are heavy. And when our heads are hanging low. He's to lift up of our heads. What about it, brother? You might not be a preacher. You might just be among the laity. And you might be weary. But you've been hearing the sound of charge. Pray, pray, pray one for another. Pray one for another.